Welcome to 2023 and to my annual Kickstart the Year challenge. This year, it's a bit different. So if you haven't done a Clarissa Happy Lawyer Happy Life challenge before, that's okay because it's brand new this year. We're doing a Planet Out challenge. So if you have done some of these before, you know that we began with the happiness challenge, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago. Last year, we tried a reset challenge because after 2020 and 2021, we needed to reset. And then my experience of 2022 was no amount of resetting was helping me. So I don't know, I'm saying now before we even begin, we can all plan it out. But something I've learned from the last 3 years is sometimes our plans actually just have to change because the universe has different vision for all of us. But I like to have a plan. I am a woman who enjoys a goal to chase, and then I'm comfortable with changing that goal and moving the plan when COVID hits or life just turns upside down. So anyway, this is a welcome to the Planet Out Challenge. I am Clarissa Raywood. I'm your guide for the next 5 days as we plan some things out in our lives more broadly, but certainly in terms of your life as a lawyer and whether that's like me running a business or you might be working within a law firm, all of this will still apply. If you don't know anything about me, then what do you need to know? I am a lawyer like you. I work and run a law firm in Brisbane. It's called Brisbane Family Law Centre. And I like to say it does what it says on the tin. We are a bunch of family lawyers and primarily help people stay out of the family law courts using services like collaborative practice, mediation, all that sort of stuff. But the last few years, I've spent a lot of my time really being what I describe as an accidental wellness advocate in law. My own experience of trying to find happiness in this career has led me down a fascinating path of research to build a business now called Happy Lawyer, Happy Life. And really, I so enjoy the opportunity to both be a lawyer and run my law firm, but to hang out with a bunch of great lawyers through my other life now, doing things like this challenge, running courses, consulting in law firms, speaking. I don't know, there's a whole lot of variety in terms of what that does. So that's a little bit about my professional life. I'm a mum to two kids. I am a very knee-deep in sequins dance mum these days. That seems to consume pretty much 90% of my time when I'm not at work, which is really joyful. Let me be clear about that. I really love it. I'm very much a purposeful dance mum. That is how I would like to spend my time if I could all the time. But of course, we all need to earn money to pay for dance land. So here I am being a lawyer. Anyway, I think that's it. I love Gorman. I love colour. I love fun. Something I've really come to learn about myself the last few years. Fun and play and creativity are essential to me. And you'll see these themes come up in what we do throughout the course of the week. So that's me. Planet Out Challenge. 5 days, five things. The goal from my perspective as your mentor for the week is to leave you with a plan with some clarity around these are the things that if I prioritize my time in this way across the next year, I hopefully will leave the year not so much having achieved, whilst that's important, that's not so much how I try and lead things. It's more about having a feeling for me. I will leave the year with a sense of whatever that might be, and that's one of the blanks that we're going to fill in over the next week. I really do believe in the concept of living life by design, being really purposeful with how we use our time. And sometimes the purpose is to use our time to do absolutely nothing and be free and have play and creativity. Sometimes it's to be deeply purposeful about investing our time in a new skill or a new human being or whatever it might be. But I am very much about doing things for a reason, not just because. So you'll see that pop up throughout the course of the week. So how is this going to work? Each day you're going to receive an audio recording that will be very much like the one now, but actually have some useful content. So some steps, some things that you will do. We are running for 5 days. I have picked a theme because I like a theme, and my theme is something old, something new, something borrowed, and something you. And of course, that's really only four steps. So our fifth step is here's my plan, which doesn't really fit with my theme, but nonetheless, across each day, you'll get an audio recording, a worksheet, and within that worksheet, there'll be some simple things for you to do. And then at the end of the day, there'll be a bit of a tip or some I don't know, things from me that I think help with whatever it is that you're doing that day. I encourage you to play along in time with the challenge if you can. One of the core things that people who get things done have in their life is the ability to be accountable, to commit to doing things. So it's 5 days. Let's try and pump this out in 5 days. Try not to get to day three and then go, I'll deal with that next week. But look, if that happens, it's okay. You can go back to this whenever you need to. But I'm going to say, try and stay on track for 5 days. And one of the things that will help you to do that is joining the Facebook group that I've set up. It's a private Facebook group. If you're not a Facebook user, then by all means, don't worry about it. If you are, I encourage you to jump on in, play along as we go. It just helps when you're part of a little cohort of humans that are on the same path as you. It'll help keep you accountable and help you get the plan that you're hoping to get by the end of this week. So that's it. Welcome to the Plan It Out Challenge. I am looking forward to hearing a little bit from you as the week goes on. So do use that Facebook group, reach out to me however you like. If you get stuck with anything, by all means, flick me an email. I'll do my very best to give you a hand working your way through it. But really, try and have some fun. This should be a joyful activity for the next few days. So I'll be back in your inbox tomorrow. On Monday, maybe not tomorrow, on Monday with the first step in our 5-day Plan It Out challenge.